The Baltimore County School Board last night heard from people who do not want schools open on the Jewish holidays next year. The board's trying to finalize next year's calendar, and one proposal would have the schools open on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. WYPR's John Lee has been following this story, and he's on the line now. John, tell us what happened at last night's board meeting.
Well, Nathan, during a public hearing, the school board heard from State Senator Bobby Zirkin, who said he received about 1,000 emails from constituents who do not want to see the schools open on the high holidays. Zirkin called it a very bad idea.
And I'm a product of Baltimore County Public Schools. We started after Labor Day. We were off on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we made it work. And I know you can make it work as well.
Jane Lee, the president of the PTA Council of Baltimore County, said considering at least 10% of teachers are Jewish, you would have 1,500 teachers taking those days off, and that would create a safety issue.
You will not necessarily have trained professionals in those buildings to watch after the children, and should there be an emergency, we have great concern for their safety.
Others painted a picture of students being herded in the cafeterias to watch movies on those days rather than receiving instruction because there would not be enough adults in schools to go around.
So how did the debate over next year's school calendars get to this point in the first place?
Well, a committee came up with two possible calendars for next year for the board to consider. One of them has schools open on the Jewish holidays, the other does not. The committee prefers the one that keeps schools open on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That calendar also adds one day to spring break and gives students a few more hours in the classroom. And this all goes back to Governor Larry Hogan's August 2016 executive order, in which he mandated local schools open after Labor Day and close by June 15th. Baltimore County schools used to open one week before Labor Day. Local school officials have complained that the executive order has put the squeeze on them to get the required hours of instruction in.
Has the governor weighed in on this?
Well, Amelia Chassay, a spokeswoman for the governor, said in a statement that most jurisdictions have been able to come up with a calendar that prioritizes what students and families want, and that Baltimore County could easily do the same. She went on to say that an overwhelming majority of Marylanders support opening schools after Labor Day. But in a recent interview with WYPR, Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz criticized the governor for not letting local school boards decide for themselves when classes should start.
He has no business micromanaging the educational experts who are qualified to make the proper decisions.
Kamenetz says the governor usurped local control of the school calendar solely to score political points. Now, important to note here, of course, that Kamenetz wants to be the Democrat who challenges Hogan, who is a Republican, in next fall's gubernatorial race.
So what happens next on the calendar front?
Well, the county school board is expected to adopt a calendar for the 2018-2019 school year in 2 weeks on October 24th.
And we'll let you know what happens here on your public radio. John Lee reports on Baltimore County Matters for WYPR. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathan.